Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and we have Jesse McKinley, a reporter for the New York Times, joining us this morning, who does work on New York State government and politics. And I've been reading a number of his articles, including an article on Governor Andrew Cuomo proposing free tuition at New York State colleges for eligible students. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Well, interesting article. And of course, the visuals here might push us to ask some other questions of a political nature, and that is seeing former presidential candidate and Vermont U.S. Senator independent Bernie Sanders sitting there with Governor Andrew Cuomo at LaGuardia Community College to introduce this proposal.
No, absolutely. I mean, Bernie is perhaps the most popular Democrat out there right now on a national stage. And, you know, I think it certainly caught people's attention that he and Cuomo, who, of course, had endorsed Hillary, were on stage. But as, you know, Democratic consultants will tell you, the idea of tuition-free colleges was first kind of offered up by Bernie. So it wasn't completely surprising that he was there. The fact that he and Cuomo were sharing a stage, though, probably was.
Give us a sense of what he has proposed. What's in the plan and who does it benefit?
Well, details are still a little bit scarce on this. The broad outline, though, is that over the next 3 years, if this is approved by the legislature, basically eligible students, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of anywhere from 200,000 to almost a million, depending on who you talk to, would be able to fill in the gaps, basically, that was left over by, you know, federal monies and other state monies to kind of basically make sure that they never paid a penny. You know, this is grants versus loans, right? So you would have grants that do not have to be paid back that would be guaranteed basically by the state versus loans, which, of course, you have to pay back to a bank or to the feds.
Many of these state grants have already been offered for years to college students to attend college upstate and all around the state.
Yeah, for sure. There's a program called the Tuition Assistance Program, which offers families, you know, making anywhere below basically $100,000 a year, some sort of financial assistance. You know, advocates for what Cuomo has offered up would say that a lot of those TAP awards are very small, you know, $500 to $1,000, and that with the cost of rising tuition at state schools, you know, it's over $6,000 now. That's just not enough to make it financially viable for some families.
Speaking of financially viable, what about how much it will cost to get the program going? And we are looking at, not so clear numbers on that as well.
Yeah, I mean, that really is that's the big question. The Cuomo administration offered up a kind of ballpark figure of about $163 million once this program is up and running fully in 2019, as they imagine it. But, you know, people that actually run the numbers on this outside of the Cuomo administration argue that that number may be lowballed in extreme. I mean, you're talking about, you know, a potential pool of hundreds of thousands of students, you know, trying to pay tuition. And if, in fact, that enrollment increases as people become aware of it, you know, free tuition in the state of New York, if the number of students increases, then obviously the financial responsibility of the state to pay for those students, per the governor's promise, would probably increase as well.
Have you heard anything from the private colleges across upstate and the impact there?
No, not yet. I mean, once again, this is a pretty new idea. It hasn't even been put into bill language yet. You know, the legislature will have their way with it. They'll have to analyze it. It will probably go through some changes. And, you know, we shall see what the final thing is when it is baked. But, you know, I doubt that this will become really a threat to many private schools, although we shall see. I mean, I think what it will do is allow SUNY colleges and some CUNY colleges as well to advertise themselves nationally and within the state as a place where your education could be covered if you're you know, a state resident coming to college in New York.
Well, let's just deal with the political question here. As you write, a Democratic centrist, Mr. Cuomo, thought to have presidential ambitions, has tracked left on a series of issues during his second term. Certainly this is one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you start to look at the portfolio that he has assembled, you know, over the last 6 years he's been in office, he's, you know, legalized same-sex marriage. He has established a higher minimum wage. He's established a paid family leave. He's, you know, took on things like juvenile offenders, reforming that system. You know, he's expanded gay rights and transgender rights. You know, he is slowly but surely building the type of record that might appeal to, you know, more liberal voters. I mean, this, however, comes at the same time that he is overseeing a government that is divided along Republican and Democratic lines in the legislature and has not really shown a willingness to kind of force Republicans, or rather force independent Democrats, to stop working with Republicans in the Senate.
Well, and of course, all those are in play in this political soup. But another thing that occurred, and this occurred over the weekend, last weekend, in the middle of the night, a governor vetoed a bipartisan bill that would have required the state to fund legal services for the poor. It's been called by a New York Civil Liberties Union the most important criminal justice reform legislation in memory. Certainly this would have helped him from the left.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And what's interesting about Cuomo always is that he certainly has things he can point to as a progressive, but there are plenty of points of evidence to show him to be a centrist or even a conservative on certain matters, including, you know, the property tax cap, including things like that indigent defense veto over the weekend, and some of the recalcitrance to revamp the Port Authority. There are certainly things that disturb good government groups, you know, the lack of kind of what they would refer to as meaningful ethics reform. You know, there's been a lot of small steps, but for them, the big issue Cuomo has not been willing to confront. And that, for them, gives them a little bit of pause when they start to think about him as a national political force.
Meanwhile, part of being a good statesman, a governor, is to get the budget through. And already, number one, he didn't show up for the first day of session this week on Wednesday. He's in a big fight with the legislature over a pay raise and ethics reform. He's even pushed aside the State of the State address, which usually happens in Albany and broadcast across the state, to address each region individually.
Yeah, I would certainly think that this year, 2017, is probably going to be the toughest budget year for him in a lot of ways, in no small part because he and the legislature are not getting along. You saw that even on Wednesday at the first day of session when John Flanagan, the head of the Senate, you know, basically said the governor should be here. He should not do the State of the State out on the road. He should do it in the Assembly Chamber. And almost instantaneously, the governor's people shot back with a remark saying, well, John Flanagan should basically stay out of this, and what does he know? So, you know, that does not exactly bode well for a kumbaya moment during budget. But once again, in Albany, you never underestimate the amount of, you know, demarking and rapprochement that can happen in the month of March when the budget is due.
Happy days ahead. We've been talking with Jesse McKinley, reporter for the New York Times, who covers Albany and a lot more. Jesse, we really, really appreciate you taking the time today to talk about this.
Of course, David.